Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 6, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters reports that Banxico, the Central Bank of Mexico, is working with Amazon on a new government-backed payment system. The system will be called Codi and allows users to make in-person and online payments via a QR code. Banxico plans to roll out a pilot trial later this month. The central bank hopes Codi can help bring more Mexican citizens into the formal financial sector, where more than half of the population doesn't have a bank account and only 3.9% of retail sales were made online last year. Spotify announced it has added more than 1 million users in India across both paid and free tiers since launching last week. India has a population of 1.3 billion with more than 400 million smartphone users. Reuters reports that the Tencent-backed Ghana service leads the Indian market with 80 million monthly users. A report by the cybersecurity firm iDefense claims that 27 universities were targeted by Chinese hackers in an attempt to access maritime military research. The attacks appeared as phishing emails from partner universities and included a malicious payload once opened. The report states the group behind the attack was likely the same group that breached a U.S. naval contractor last June. The report listed MIT and the University of Washington as among those affected, with sources telling the Wall Street Journal that Penn State and Duke were affected as well. Universities and academics have been pushing for open access to published research for years, as the internet makes it easier to search and access peer-reviewed research. Journals have been pushing back as open access is seen as a threat to bottom lines. The University of California system made open access provisions for its research as a requirement for renewing subscriptions to journals from Elsevier. Elsevier agreed to the terms if UC authors paid large publishing fees. As a result, the University of California system and its 10 campuses have decided not to renew a subscription with Elsevier. National library consortiums in Germany, Hungary, and Sweden have all made the same decision. UC researchers will rely on preprints and Sci-Hub to obtain copies of hard-to-obtain research. Bloomberg's Sam Kim reports that Samsung is working on two new foldable phones, according to sources. The company plans to roll a vertical clamshell foldable in late 2019 or early 2020, possibly with a second screen on the outside of the device when folded. An outward folding device, similar to Huawei's Mate X design, would follow. The company will reportedly include an in-screen fingerprint reader and is still working on improving the durability of foldable panels, specifically to prevent a crease from occurring after 10,000 folds. John Bain, the general manager at glass manufacturer Corning, told Wired his company is working on a bendable glass version of Gorilla Glass that could be available within 2 years. Corning is targeting a 3 to 5mm bend radii for its 0.1mm thick glass while increasing damage resistance. Corning makes bendable Willow Glass, but its manufacturing process requires a dip in a salt solution that would corrode in-glass transistors needed for displays. Samsung and Huawei's bendable phones use plastic screens, which are likely less scratch-resistant. Coincidentally, Apple invested $200 million in Corning in 2017 in order to support research and development. IDC is now including earbuds and headphones that connect to a smart assistant in its wearables number. Apple still leads as AirPods and some Beats headphones models added to the Apple Watch for a total of 46.2 million in 2018. Xiaomi came in a strong second at 45%, with the Mi Band 3 the best-selling wrist-worn fitness tracker in the world. Fitbits fell by 10% to third, Huawei meanwhile jumped 147% to fourth, and Samsung took fifth. IDC notes the disappearances of headphone jacks and the rise of in-ear biometrics and smart assistants as the reason it sees ear-worn wearables as the next product battleground. Speaking of Fitbit, they announced new wearables. The Versa Lite smartwatch starts at $170, comes in a variety of colors, and retains the dimensions of the original Versa device. The device offers sleep and exercise tracking, but has some significant losses including Wi-Fi, NFC, music playback, and swim laps and floor counts. The company also officially announced the Inspire and Inspire HR trackers, designed to be bought through health insurance plans, after listing them on its website last month. Finally, there's the Ace 2, a child-focused fitness tracker that starts at $70 and features a monochrome display with kid-friendly animations. The Ace 2 is built off the same body as the Inspire devices and can be firmware updated to the adult version when the child is ready. The Versa Lite and Inspire devices are available for pre-order. The Ace 2 will come out this summer. And finally, according to an internal Apple document obtained by MacRumors, the company will now allow devices with batteries installed by third parties to be eligible for Genius Bar and other authorized repairs. Previously, Apple guidelines called for denying services to devices with third-party batteries, regardless of the circumstances. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all our headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.